Okay.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone. Welcome to those of you who come every week, and welcome to anyone who may be new to our community prayer. I'm really grateful to be here with you and just truly in my heart grateful for, as we just said, these pillars of things that really connect us into our own heart, into the heartbeat of the mother, below, within, and above. So welcome, and just inviting all of us to take a deep breath, to bring all of our energy and attention within, and to really recall our energies from anywhere we've been, and just to find ourselves in the stillness of this present moment. Working with the breath to let go, and just consciously connecting to the heartbeat of the mother below us, and feeling our own beautiful heartbeat. And just feeling this beautiful sacred stillness that is here in any given moment. And opening our hearts and opening our crowns to our Creator. And just welcoming you, great Creator, giving such great thanks for this moment, for our lives, and really for this opportunity to come closer to you with each breath and with each conscious awareness. And calling also upon our sacred, holy, celestial mother, invoking you and giving thanks for you, asking that you would guide each of us in this prayer into the heart's wisdom, into the silent knowing of our spirits, and help to create a sacred wake of love for our planet. Calling upon the sacred angels and ascended masters and archangels from the higher planes of attunement, and invoking your presence, asking for your sacred sponsorship to help to ignite our spirits, to help to ring in peace and clarity, to help to amplify our love, and really to spread these messages to create a wave and a ripple of love on our planet. And just inviting everyone to go deeper inward in this moment, and just to really feel the vitality of the sacred spirit that dwells within, recognizing all of the amazing aspects of our beautiful beingness, our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls, and just offering a moment for the recalibration and for the realignment of those aspects of the self to find and to fall into harmony. To do whatever it is that we might each individually need to do to find that sacred harmony so that we could spread our love and our goodness beyond ourselves, but starting first with ourselves. Just feeling really inspired in this moment to offer a prayer of gratitude and inviting each person to really do that in their own way as this is being spoken. And wanting first to say thank you, Creator, for our lives, for all the things that you give us in our life that help us to know you, for all the things that bring us comfort, for our home, for our shelter, for the land that we live upon, for all of the sacred elements and the beauty of this Mother Earth. Thank you for the friendships. Thank you for family. Thank you for all the things that really bring our love and our goodness out of ourselves, for the passions, for the work, for the beauty, for all of the moments that really help to awaken our knowing of you, for all the ways that you come to us in our lives. We say thank you. Saying thank you to this beautiful Mother Earth for all of the sustenance, for all of the beauty, for all of the medicine, for the clean air that we breathe, for all of the rhythm of life that's always happening. Praying for each of us on this call to open our eyes and to see that more clearly in our lives, to see the harmony of life and to see the ways that we can participate in that. the ways that we can give to that and offer to that to help to spread that in our lives and beyond. Praying that as a collective, we could become more cognizant of that, more cognizant of all that it is that is here in this beautiful creation, to learn to wake up to the messages that are always here within and without, to be pulled deeper into that sacred integrity, that sacred harmony where the truth of life resides, where we could be again cognizant of the messages of which way to go, of what it is that life would really benefit from our participation. And in that way, praying for a recalibration of our collective consciousness, of the collective of humanity, to have a recalibration into the spirit of peace, into the rhythm of life, to recognize in our own walks where we may be getting ahead of ourselves or falling behind from that sacred harmony of that song of creation, and to find whatever it is in that inner awareness to come into sync with that, to come into sync with the heartbeat within, with the heartbeat of the melody of creation, each waking up to the message that we are of life. And again, sending that prayer to the collective consciousness for that rhythm of life to be reawakened within the souls of humanity, within the ways that we walk on our Mother Earth, within the ways that we are with one another. And praying, Mother, really to you in this moment and asking for your support in that, for the ministering of your grace to help to bring to the forefront the heartbeat of humanity, to help to illuminate the grace and the goodness that resides within each and every one of us, and for that to be louder and stronger than any of the distractions that humanity might have their attention on. But to inspire us instead in the direction of your sacred goodness, to see the goodness in one another, to see the goodness within our own hearts, and to make wise choices in accordance and in alignment with that. And that in that way, the pulse of truth could be louder, and that our awareness and that our spiritual ears could be attuned to that. And that even in the subtlest ways, great changes could occur. Sending that prayer and a greater prayer for peace into any areas of discord across the planet, where there may be strife between individuals or cultures or greater strife, sending a prayer of peace, sending an echo of this peace of our own beingness in that direction. With a prayer for divine intercession, again to illuminate the sacred qualities of the divine within each individual there, to help to reignite the sacred goodness, the peace, the grace, the love, the spirit of reconciliation, a spirit of harmony and connection. And also just recognizing in this moment that there is a great opening at this time for us, not only for those of us on the call, but for the planet at large, to open to greater peace, to open to greater illumination, to higher attunements and greater harmony, and really asking for the angels and for all of those forces of celestial goodness to work on behalf of that. To help to bring in raindrops of purification, of illumination, to soothe the hearts and minds, to help to ease and transform the hardness so that all of the history that might be so rigid could actually have the opportunity to fall away like a snake shedding its skin, praying and asking for that collective purification. So that we could smell your sweetness, Mother, so that we could feel your strength and goodness, Father, and so that we could feel the beauty of the heart, the divine inspiration within to guide us, to open pathways for transformation, to ring in a new way of being on our planet. Offering a sacred prayer for our Mother Earth, praying and asking for the reconciliation, for the sustenance, for the purification, for all of those things to help to bring our sacred Earth Mother into harmony. Praying that as we, people of this earth, find our inner harmony, that that could reverberate to you, Mother. And also asking for those forces of goodness to help to bring that balance as well, to help to bring purification to our waters. And just together offering our sacred illumination for the purification of the essence of the water, giving thanks to the sacred life-giving element that cleanses and heals and gives life. We honor you, we thank you. And for our sacred air, giving so much thanks for the sacred element, for the way that you give life, for the way that you bring clarity, for the way that you can bring us into the present moment. And asking for those greater forces of goodness to bring a purification to the air, to everything that's carried on the air, to the consciousness that's within the air, to everything, to restore it into its truest blueprint. And in that way, as a humanity, that as we breathe, we can really breathe the true breath of life. That we could feel you, Creator, in the air, and that could renew our inspiration and our moments to bring that sacred clarity, to reignite us in truth, to help us to let go from moment to moment and actually be saturated with what is true and good. And praying for that impetus for humanity as well, for that sacred, sweet letting go, to actually learn to walk more in harmony with that, to let go from moment to moment and to be renewed and to move with sacred intent as a collective, to make way for the great change that we are here for. So, just with this prayer, asking for the sponsorship to create more space for that, for the collective. And that the sweetness of the goodness that resides within each and every one of us could be fortified. And for that space that is opened to be filled with that in the exchanges that we have with one another, with a stranger, with ourselves, to really reinforce the beauty of the goodness. And what it truly is to be here alive on our Mother Earth. So, again, just circling back to that sacred gratitude and saying thank you for this opportunity to be alive, for this opportunity to give and to receive, for all of the good things we have in our lives. And the opportunity that we have with our consciousness to make good choices. Praying for that sacred spirit of forgiveness, for the humility within each of our hearts to really practice that sacred forgiveness from moment to moment with ourselves, with each other, with all that we might encounter. Putting down any kind of self-importance or need to be right and actually surrendering that so that we could be present for something greater, for the love, for the opportunity to share that goodness with one another, and for all of those sacred ways that you bring to us, Mother, Father, God, all of those sacred principles and qualities that help us to be better versions of ourselves and really help us to be more like the truest versions of ourselves, like that sacred blueprint that you placed within our hearts and within our spirits. Praying for the fortitude for each and every one of us to make those choices, not only to move in that direction, but to be that direction within ourselves and within that path that's laid before us. And just wanting to leave a moment of silence there for each one of us to contemplate that. Maybe any message that has rung true in the recent past, or a silent knowing that we might have, and just visualizing that, what it would be to put that into practice, how our lives might change, or how a small miracle might actually manifest. And recognizing how all of those small miracles actually create the way for a greater harmony. Recognizing that we each are a miracle. We are that miracle. We are the words, the hands, the heart of the divine, if we choose so. And so giving thanks for that too, Mother. And great creator. And as we are in the fortitude of this love, of this sacred arcana of beauty and goodness, just wanting to offer this prayer in the direction of Janice Sittler, who recently passed. And so we are calling upon the angels who work for God, and upon you, Mother, and upon you, great creator. And we are asking that you would receive Janice Sittler and help to guide her in her letting go, praying that she could see the light of the divine to guide her and to help her to let go of her earth block and to find her rightful place. Praying for all those who have been left behind to be held within your grace, Mother, and that as Janice lets go and really unites with eternal life and reunites with you, Creator, Mother, Father, God, that all those who are left behind could feel that grace of her coming home to grace. Praying that they could be held in their tears and wherever it is that they may be, united with you, united with one another, and united with the truth of love in their hearts. And somehow inspired in the direction of life through this, in the direction of love, in a way that could make a positive impact in their lives as well. And then just offering again a moment for any prayers that anyone may have in their hearts or minds, for any loved ones or any situations, and asking for the sponsorship of the angels and for guidance and intercession from the highest realms of light and for divine resolution and reconciliation with God's will. Praying for continued guidance, continued evolution, continued celebration, continued healing and beauty and grace. I'm saying this prayer always in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Teo Teo.
Thank you, Mika, for reminding us to come into our own stillness so we can receive and feel the divine and all the beings that work with us in the highest light. So we can awaken our knowing and live in gratitude for all of life that is happening around us and participate with joy, love, and peace. To sink into the heartbeat of ourselves and all of creation to enliven and empower all of life and illuminate the grace and goodness that is inherent in existence but clouded by the discord. That the history and accumulation of challenge and darkness could easily fall away and usher in a purification for humanity to rise above the dross of the mind and be free, for the reinforcement of the beauty of the goodness of life and to practice forgiveness and live in humility and harmony. In sweet surrender to love and to God.
Amen. Good one.
Amen. Indeed. Well, thank you, Mika.
Yeah, thank you, Ian. That was an awesome recap.
Indeed, it was. We have always really good things coming up. And in this moment, I'm not finding what I'm looking for.
Did you want to share about the class next week?
I found it.
Okay.
Yes. Is it next week or in 2 weeks from now?
I need to look at a calendar. I'm not sure what day it is today.
August 13th, peak of the fire, the victorious light. So during this time, we work to meet the culmination of the light and the completion of this year's cycle with an upright stance where we claim the victory of the divine. As we arrive at the midpoint between the summer solstice and the fall equinox, the heat intensifies. Maybe you've been experiencing it, both within and around us. This class invites us to explore how to align ourselves in a healthy, grounded way amid this fiery peak. The brilliance of the season illuminates not only the radiance of our spirit, but also the hidden shadows that may resist this influx of light. Through sacred teachings, transmissions, and a guided meditation, Nina will support us in elevating our consciousness, empowering us to walk through the fire and maintain our center even in times of heightened and polarized intensity. And of course, we're all invited to join in on this class, which will be happening August 13th at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Sounds great.
It does sound great. I don't know about anyone else here, maybe you experienced this, Mika, but for myself, whenever I'm in anything like a semester of class or some process, it's like right toward the end, I'm like, good, got it. But right toward the end is when I start to get like, and it starts to get really challenging. And, we could think about all the reasons for why that is, but I feel like this time of year is kind of like that. We're like the peak of the fire. It's that last stretch until it starts to cool off and calm down. And I'm definitely feeling it. I know some people I've spoken to are feeling it. And so it'll be great to join together and be reminded of how we can stabilize in those times.
For sure. And I think there's always, it's like with all the classes, there's an invitation to how we can utilize our awareness given what's happening planetarily or within. And There's always awareness to be had about what's happening in our world, and with that, amazing opportunities to grow. So, I really love the classes. I love the Earth Portal classes and just really everything. That's a way that we can grow our awareness and be more empowered. So I'm really looking forward to it for that reason.
Me too. Well, thank you, Mika. And thank you to everyone here who comes again and again, and those who have just recently joined. Thank you, and may you go in peace.